Hello, my name is Dennis, and welcome to the Thinkers Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about something fun, something that I think we've all done, and that's dreamt about winning the lottery. We certainly do hear about the lottery and quite a bit, and people winning it, and we hear about the climbing dollars. So let's go ahead and go there. Let's say we've won $250 million in the lottery. How fun is that? Keep in mind, it's not a true $250 million. Uncle Sam's going to take his share. It's going to be more like about $125, maybe $130 million. Well, I know I can certainly get by on $130 million. But what really happens to people, and what would happen to us? 60 Minutes did a episode of their show back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, I believe, that actually interviewed people who had won the lottery, and it was interesting to see that almost all of these people had lost it all. They had spent every dime of it within a five-year span. Boy, that's a really short amount of time to blow $125, $130 million, but it happens. People do it. But let's think about, let's think about you. Let's think about me. We've won $125 million. Clear. We can do with it what we please. Sure would be fun to go out and buy new cars, plural there, get a Lamborghini, get a Bentley, get a Rolls Royce, get the best, get all new electronics, all the latest and greatest phones, the latest and greatest television. We can afford to buy the best of everything, so we go ahead and we do that. But what now? Keep in mind, you've got this kind of money. What would happen? You keep in mind, you've got all your family and your friends who know now that you have this money. I'm sure that they would probably like to talk to you and say, hey, could you spare $30,000 to help me? I've got credit card bills, I've got rent due, I've got mortgage, I've got all kinds of problems money-wise. Boy, sure would be nice if you could help your cousin or your uncle or your whoever out here, or just your friends too. I sure could use a hand. Most likely every charity on the planet would contact you. Keep in mind, these are all legitimate, great charities, great groups of people, but they would also call and say, could you please, give us whatever you can afford to get, to send us. People that you don't even know would probably contact you. I think you would have to turn off your phone. You'd probably have to, turn off your, or put your mail on hold, or, get it a P.O. box, or even move. I think you would probably end up having to move temporarily while your new home is built, because people are going to find out who you are. We've seen it. Everybody gets online. They get on television, and they show your face, so people know who you are. Can you imagine what it would be like just walking around in your hometown, everybody knowing how much money you now have? They see you in the grocery store, and they all immediately know, oh, there he is, or there she is, the latest and greatest millionaire. Here they are in my store buying groceries. Or same thing at the movie theater, at the ballpark, or whatever sports venue you go to. People are going to know who you are now. Hopefully, it's not too big of a deal for you, but it might be. I don't know if I'd want to win that kind of money. If I'm going to have to totally change the way I live my life, you can't go out anymore and go to the movie theaters. It's almost like a mini sports celebrity. I don't know if it quite goes to that, but I don't know if I'd want to find out. Keep in mind, people react differently when money gets involved. People who were just fine and treated you normally will treat you differently. They're going to want to talk to you. They're going to want to say hi. They're going to want to be your new best buddy, and just, hopefully get into that kind of money that you now have. So it gets to be quite interesting, I would think. But what else would you do? You've gone out now, and you've spent things. You've bought a new home. You've got everything that you possibly want. What would you do? Would you become philanthropic? Would you give to charities? Which ones would you give to? All this has to be decided. How would you set up, your funding that you have out there? Would you, save it all? Would you put it into, say, treasury bills? Or would you put it into a mutual fund or an annuity? Or what would you invest in? Would you buy a restaurant? Would you buy a sports team? You know, what would you do with it? It's fun to think. It's fun to think about what we might do. It's fun to dream a little. But, you know, I don't play the lottery. I don't even think about playing it. Every now and then, maybe once every few years, I'll throw a dollar to the wind. But I don't spend $20, $30, $40, $50 a week, unfortunately, like some people do, you know, pinning their hopes on winning this lottery, winning these millions and millions of dollars. I think I would really go out and, you know, help as many people as I could, but I'd have to be smart about it. I would have to take care of, you know, the charities that I would want to take care of, want to donate to, and I would probably have to go and look at them in depth to make sure that what they're doing is, you know, legitimate, not only legitimate, but I would say just, you know, most, you know, more of a morale thing, more of a morals thing. Make sure what they're doing is correct. There's probably charities out there that I've never even heard of. We certainly have all heard the major ones that get on TV and hit the media, and those are all very good charities, very legitimate, very doing very, very good charitable work. But again, what do you do with all this money? So let's think about that. Let's go out there and just maybe, you know, think about it a little more in depth. And maybe come up with, you know, something positive to do with it. We can all certainly go out and have the biggest party on the planet, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But all parties have to come to an end, and you know, hopefully nobody gets, you know, hurt or anything of that nature happens. But you know, certainly have a good time with it. So anyway, I'm going to start it off with something fairly short and fairly brief. I think all the podcasts won't be all that long, but the idea is to get you to think about it. So think about it. Have fun with it. Thanks for listening.